Chapter 10. The room was dark. Tempest could barely see Grubber, even though he was right next to her. He was snoring loudly, his lips fluttering with every breath. "Grubber," she said, but he didn't wake up. She nudged him with her hoof. "Grubber!" He sat up in bed, scared.
"What?"
"It's time." Tempest turned to her bed. She took the two fluffy pillows they'd given her and stuffed them under the blanket. Then she stood. It looked like she was still sleeping, her face hidden by the covers. If Stratus checked on them, he would think they were still there. Grubber took one pillow and stuck it under his blanket, making it as round as he could.
"Spitting image,"
he said, staring at the lump. Then he pulled on his tattered cloak.
"Let's go."
He started out the door, turning in the direction of the queen's room.
"Wait,"
Tempest said. "It's better if I go alone. Besides, it's going to take you a while to get to the city gates with your legs."
"My legs?"
Grubber asked, offended. He stared down at them.
"They're tiny," she said, "that's all. Why don't you get a head start and meet me there?"
The truth was that it would be so much easier if Grubber wasn't with her. She could sneak in, get the pearl, and sneak out. She was worried Grubber might try to steal the queen's jewelry or accidentally wake her. She could just picture him knocking into some huge vase and all the guards running to see what had happened. It wasn't worth it. But Grubber looked upset.
"Really? I thought it was you and me, a team."
"It is," Tempest said, "but that's why I need you by the gate, to keep a lookout. As soon as I get the pearl, I'll meet you there. Then we'll go down the stairs together." Grubber nodded, and then he shuffled down the hallway. He stayed close to the wall so he wouldn't be seen. Tempest went in the opposite direction. She peered around the corner, looking at the doors to the queen's room. A guard stood on either side. It was risky, but her powers were all she had right now. She closed her eyes and focused on her horn. It sparked and glowed, and she could feel that something was working. Down the hall, she noticed a mirror hanging over a table. She focused as hard as she could, then shot the sparks. They hit the mirror, knocking it to the floor, where it smashed into 100 pieces. The hippogriff guards ran toward it.
"What was that?"
one asked. Tempest hid behind some curtains, staying out of sight. The guards went in different directions to search for the culprit. As soon as they were gone, Tempest ran toward the queen's bedroom and slipped inside. Moonlight streamed through the window, lighting up parts of the room. The queen tossed and turned in her sleep. Her eyes were covered by a blue velvet mask. Tempest spotted the pearl on the table beside the queen's bed. She crept over to it as quietly as she could. Cold air blew in from outside, sending a chill down her spine. She pulled her shawl around her to keep warm. Then she was there, right in front of it, the pearl shining in its shell. She reached out and closed it. Then she tucked it into the front of her armor.
"What are you doing with my pearl?" a voice asked.
Tempest turned around and stared right at the queen. She was awake and sitting in bed. Her mask was off, and she flew into the air, her wings spread wide. She looked terrifying.
"Do you dare come into my home and try to steal from me?"
her voice boomed through the room.
"No creature wrongs the hippogriffs. You will pay dearly."
Tempest was so startled she couldn't respond. She let the shawl drop from her shoulders and ran as fast as she could for the door. As she barreled down the hall, she heard the queen yelling behind her, "Stop her! She has the pearl!"